Yeah, man, I don't know. I'm out of toilet paper, dude. I have no idea what I'm gonna do.
That's not good at all, man.
Are we recording?
Oh, yeah, we
Oh
are.
God. Hello everyone and welcome to another edition of the Game Array Podcast. I'm Tim alongside Justin.
How's it going, guys?
All right, guys, and today we are talking about ghost hunting and ghost hunting equipment and shit like that. So I gotta tell you, I am a big fan of the ghost hunting shows.
Oh, yeah, me too, especially when in their prime.
Right.
Yeah, they were great.
Yeah, they're good. I mean, they're definitely entertaining. I don't know if I completely buy all of it with
Yeah,
them.
I mean, some of it's just like, dude, come on.
Yeah.
Like, I've never seen that before on any other show.
Right.
But then you go from ghost hunters to ghost adventures, right?
It's two
Just
completely different
picking two different
worlds.
ones.
Yeah.
And they've done the same buildings before.
Sure.
Ghost hunters get like AEVP.
Right.
Maybe they get some orbs, but
Right.
then ghost hunt ghost adventures, sorry, are getting like body slammed. Yeah, it's like two completely different like kinds. I was like, dude, wait a minute. But ghost hunters just did this, and then you guys come in and you do it, and there's two like drastically on like one side of the scale to the other. It's
Right.
ridiculous.
So I think what the big difference there is that, Ghost Hunters has a large crew, right?
Yeah.
And Ghost Adventures, I think their big thing is, hey, we just go in
Yeah, they
just
got
the
the
three or
three.
four. Well, I think they have four now. They
Yeah,
have
they had the original three, and then they
Nick.
had like the cameraman that was in the band.
Yeah, Nick, Aaron, and Zach.
Yeah. Yeah,
Nick
those are the big three.
left. Yeah, Nick left.
Yeah.
And they brought in two other cats, Billy and I'm spacing on the last guy's name, but they're relatively new. And I think that's why they're saying they're getting more evidence though, is because there are it's not like a full production
Yeah.
that they're
Well,
doing,
plus they do the, I mean, if you want to look at it from that, like they do a lot more of the come get me, motherfucker. You know what I mean?
Yeah, the provoking.
Yeah, like that. Yeah, they're
Yeah.
like, yo, come on, let's go.
Yeah. Bring it on, ghost.
Yeah, bring it
You
on,
know?
man. And then the other guys are just like, are you here? Let me know.
Right. Yeah, Ghost Hunter. Yeah, Ghost Adventures is like, go kick him in the nuts if you're here.
Yeah. And ghost hunters are like, I'd love for you to show yourself. I'm
Yeah.
not, you don't
If
have
you
to.
wouldn't mind,
Yeah.
I don't want to
If
be a
you got the
bother.
time out of your day. You know? But
Yeah.
honestly, dude, like what do you believe ghost-wise? Like, do they exist? Are they nonsense? What?
No, I'm a full-on believer. I'll have to say, I would say that there's almost zero doubt in my mind, actually. I think I'm on that fence.
Yeah, like thinking like they have the memories and everything of the person that they were, or more
Yeah.
like Einstein-y kind of where it's like they're
It's
just energy with like an impression.
Well, I think it's something like that, though. I mean, my personal belief, it is energy that the humans have, right? Their
Yeah.
soul, if you will, whatever word you want to put in front of it, you know what I mean? To make it make sense to you,
Yeah.
then I think soul is just another way of saying the same thing, just a little different, you know? But I think what it is energy with consciousness, because consciousness cannot be explained
Yeah.
as of
No,
yet,
yeah, I could
anyways.
see that. Cuz
You know, so
I'm
maybe
kind
it's the
of
energy has the consciousness of the person who originally
or at
was
least like
alive.
a bit of it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Yes.
just
Part.
enough to be aware.
Aware.
Cuz
Yeah, exactly.
I'm pretty much with you on that.
Yeah.
I mean, there's too many. I mean, it's been going on for thousands of years.
Yep.
There's too many accounts
Of
to
spirits.
qualify. Yeah.
Yeah.
As like literally every single person would have to be lying.
That's a point that I use a lot, actually,
Yeah. It's
is
like,
that,
dude.
bro, there's no fucking way that every video, every picture, every EVP is faked.
Yeah, doctored
It's
and
not possible.
no, it isn't. It
It's not
can't be.
possible. And
It can't be.
if it is possible, it's the most well-produced hoax, because it gets people who actually believe that it's happening to believe that it's happening.
Yeah.
So
I mean, you're
it's
talking
either real
from,
or it's the greatest hoax ever.
yeah. I mean, you're talking from people from all walks of life, from the richest
Yeah.
person all the way down to the poorest person.
Yep.
They throughout history, they've all seen it.
Yeah.
Now the only thing I got is, why isn't there any newer level ghosts? Like newer ghosts. They're always like Victorian. Running around these big ass dresses and top hats. Motherfucker, is someone who died in like 2000?
It's always a lady in white. It's always a lady in black. It's always a guy with a cowboy hat on.
Yeah.
That's what it seems like. But then again, those are only the examples we're getting.
True. Maybe there's some ghost red tape.
Like
it takes X amount of years.
Right. People like you and me who don't fucking do it.
Yeah, they have no idea.
Have no idea what, you know, so we just see what's on TV. And that's what
that's all we got. Yeah.
That's what we roll with is what they're giving us. You ever had yourself like a paranormal experience or been followed by a ghost or or anything like that?
Yeah, I mean, I could say I've definitely had an experience.
Okay.
So way back in about 2009, right? Me and my friends took a trip over to this place called Oakwood Cemetery.
Okay.
All right, it's in New York.
Okay.
And we heard this is a super haunted cemetery. So we're like, all right, well, yeah, let's go check it out.
Right.
So we get there and, you know, right around witching hour, which is 3 o'clock, like 3 in the morning, right?
3 a.m. Yep.
Yep. And dude, we get about halfway through. Half of us are starting to feel like, oof, dude, something ain't right. You know what
right.
I mean? So
physically feeling that.
Yeah. Like okay. Like you're down a little bit, you know?
Right.
So
your energy.
Yeah. So like in this whole thing, dude, you're supposed to be able to see like a shadow child.
Okay.
Following you. You're supposed to hear a woman screaming and you're supposed to hear a man laughing.
Those are like claims of people say.
Those are like the three big claims that they make in this thing.
Okay.
So we're going through and, you know, we walk up on we actually get an EVP of a woman because you could hear my friend. She's asking, hey, have you heard? I mean, are you here?
Yeah.
If you are, we can hear you say something.
Okay.
Well, later on, dude, this is what get me. I heard somebody say Anna Ida. Like
Anna, a name.
Yeah. Like her name was like Annabelle Ida on the gravestone.
Wow.
That's where we were.
Okay.
So we go up, we walk around. So that was one we didn't expect to get.
Sure.
Right. That was trippy on its own. Like I would have called it a day.
Right.
But we're walking through and we're getting to about near about halfway, 3/4 of the way through
like
the big old circle. Right.
Right.
And we hear a woman screaming, but it's faint, like, like that. Yeah. You know? So we're like, what the hell was that?
So it's just kind of like,
yeah, but it like high pitched.
Right. Like it was a distance away. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And we're like, oh shit, dude, you know, we're like, yo, there might be something to this. Cause at the time we didn't know about the EVP yet.
Right.
Dude, I'll tell you the creepiest thing. And that whole time outside of the voice was I took my flashlight and I shined it on the hills. Lit up with eyes shining.
Wow.
Hundreds of eyes. Like I started at one. It's a smaller hill.
Right.
But it's all woods, right? So it's all trees.
So, I mean, could it have been like rodents or raccoons?
Well, I'm actually getting to that part.
Oh, okay.
Is, I'm like, dude, what the fuck is that? Because I went from one side of the hill to the other and there's just eyes.
Right.
And then I look behind me and there's a deer not 10 feet from us.
Wow.
And I'm going, whoa, whoa, whoa. That's not right, dude. Like, that shouldn't be near us.
Right.
I was like, and we threw rocks at it, sticks at it. That thing didn't move.
So you're mean?
No, we were like, go away.
Oh, okay.
Like, we're not trying to.
I wasn't sure.
We were trying to be mean. Oh, okay. We're like, go away, dude. Because, you know, you don't think of it, but a deer can really mess you up.
Oh, hell yeah. I've seen the videos.
You know what I mean, like, yeah. So I was like, dude, you don't understand. There's a doe here. And behind us, there's hundreds of eyes. So there's probably at least 50, 60 deer over there on the hill. I was like, dude, they come our way, we're done.
Yeah. I mean, have you ever seen like when a moose attacks a person or a deer on the video? It's
brutal.
It's kind of hilarious too.
But at the same time, you know, that's that.
Oh, you feel bad for the guy, but you're like, it's kind of funny.
Yeah. Because you don't think a deer like that, dude, but a deer can really jack you up.
Yeah, especially you don't hear about it a lot. Yeah.
You know? And right about that time, my friend who got the EVP, she started feeling real sick to her stomach.
Okay.
Like nauseous, headache, the whole nine. So we're like, okay, we need to get out of here.
Right.
And so as we're getting in, the closer we're getting to the exit, the better she's feeling.
Okay.
She's starting to perk up a little bit. And yeah, this is her whole idea was to go.
Sure.
The one thing though, dude, that I still laugh every time is that a buddy of mine, he stops. We're maybe about 10 yards away from the exit.
Okay.
And he goes, is there any ghosts here? We're like, what the fuck do you think, dude?
Yeah. After like, all that. Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, I left out a few things that weren't as impressive, but, dude, he goes, if there's any ghosts here, use my energy to strengthen yourself and to talk to us. And you could hear me, dude. I wish I still had the recording because you could hear me going, dude, that's like the number one thing you don't do.
Yeah.
You don't say is use me as your energy.
Yeah.
I was like, dude, I swear to God, if we get in that car and there's Casper sitting next to me, I'm going to whoop your ass.
it sounded like a Highlander quickening situation, but with ghosts.
Yeah. And, dude, I'm telling you, the one thing is, the moment we crossed that line, like that, she felt better. Felt right back normal.
Really?
Yeah. You know, we got some other EVPs, but they were kind of like, eh. You couldn't make out what they were saying. But Anna Ida was like the thing.
Right.
And I honestly don't know what ever happened to it. I wish I still had the recording, though.
Well, I mean, how many years ago was it by now?
You know, when, however long 2009 was, that's when it happened.
So like 13 years?
Yeah.
I mean, that's a long time.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
Hold on to something like that, especially if it was done on a phone.
Yeah, it was done on a recorder, actually, like a voice recorder.
Oh,
like an actual
tape recorder?
Yeah, like the little digital ones.
Oh, okay, the ones that do that you see on TV and stuff.
Yeah, because that's what we had to do it on,
right?
But for life of me, I don't know where it went.
Yeah,
but
lost the time, my friend.
Yeah, that's my one and only story I've ever had with the paranormal, and that was between the hours of like 3 and 4:30. We were in there for about an hour and a half,
right?
Yeah, but what about you, man? You ever have any?
Yeah, actually, I did have one encounter that I can remember. There could have been more. So I was asleep, as one tends to do at night.
Yeah.
And I heard some dishes clanking around. So I assumed it was somebody messing around in the kitchen, but then it happened a couple times. So I was like, what the hell's going on out there? So I popped the door open. You know, I stick my big dumb face out there and I see it's pitch black.
Yeah.
And I see like the shape of like a person, like head and shoulders, and then it kind of goes straight down to the ground. You know,
that darker than dark kind of.
Yeah, exactly right. It was like blacker than black, you know?
Yeah.
And then I see it and it felt like it noticed me noticing it. Right. So then it kind of moves to the left really fast where I can only kind of see it. And then it comes like straight at me.
Oh, yeah. Like that classic.
It was like it was very fast, just like that. And so I slammed the door and I hid under the covers because I didn't want to, I did not want to see if it like went into the room with me.
Yeah, just be like that classic.
If it did, I just didn't want to know it.
Yeah.
I get why kids do it because it's like, well, it's better than knowing what's there right now.
Yeah, true.
I mean, that's my only story though. That's the only time that anything weird as far as ghosts have ever happened to me.
Yeah, same here. I mean, I got that one story now. It's a good story. But I don't make a habit of going looking for them either.
To play devil's advocate with it, though, I mean, could I have been half asleep and my eyes were adjusting weird to the dark? Yep.
Yeah, same.
Absolutely could have happened. Very, very possible.
Well, see, like, even on my end, dude, I mean, like, deer could have just been there.
Yep.
Maybe we wanted to hear Anna.
Yep.
Because maybe people the feed the deer,
and he maybe he thought you had food.
Yeah. Well, plus, you know, I mean, there's a lot of homeless people, from what I understand,
that could transform into deer.
No. Oh. I wish. That would be pretty cool. But we found out later that a lot of homeless people camp there too. So maybe they feed the deer.
Right.
That's why they weren't afraid of us.
Right. There's some reasonable explanations.
And plus too, man, your mind does play tricks on you.
For sure.
If you're expecting something to happen,
there's a good chance.
Yeah. You're going to see something, especially at night. Yeah.
But there's something to be said about that too. Is it because you believe that something is going to happen that it raises the chances of it happening?
Yeah. Like that whole, opening yourself up.
Correct.
Making yourself more vulnerable to
Open to the paranormal. Open to the spirit world or whatever.
Yeah. However you want to call it.
Well, I mean, it's like, I want to go outside and see UFOs all the time and I really, really, really want it, but they don't show up.
Yeah. Or then the problem is if you're looking for one, a helicopter flying by, if you don't hear it, like you see UFO. That light floating through there. Like a lot of that stuff can be
explained.
Yeah. Explained.
Yeah. It's almost like a double-edged sword. It's like, do you believe so much that it'll never happen? Or do you believe just enough that, like, if you go to a haunted house or a haunted location, that you'll have better experiences?
Yeah.
You know, which one is it? You know, is it you're trying too hard or that you're trying just enough?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I could see it that way.
And like, what if you go into one of these places that if it's legitimately haunted and you're a quote unquote skeptic, right? Skeptic is just another word for saying, I don't believe in shit unless I see it.
Yeah.
What it does mean to a lot of people.
Yeah.
A skeptic means you're open to it. You just need proof.
Yeah.
You know, some people call themselves skeptics, but they're just non-believers.
Yeah.
They're two different things.
Just go ahead and say that. I don't believe in them.
Right.
Don't say I'm a skeptic, because skeptic wants.
He wants evidence.
The way I see it, the skeptic, like you said, wants to believe.
Right.
But doesn't see, like,
doesn't blindly believe it.
Yeah. Maybe they believe more in science.
Sure.
You know, or whatever the case may be.
Right.
They don't believe it's possible. Show me a full body apparition. Show me a chair moving and let me look at it.
Right.
You know, I'm just going to say it's bullshit.
Right. And that's kind of my point. Like, if you go into one of these places as a skeptic, right?
Yeah.
If the place is legitimately haunted and it's very, let's say it's very haunted, like just for spirits or ghosts or whatever you call them are really, really active, will it actively try to prove itself?
Yeah.
Because you don't believe.
On that end, I honestly don't know. Because
that's an interesting question, I think.
Yeah, because even if you ask a bunch of people, I'm sure every person you ask, you're going to get a slightly different or completely different answer.
Right.
Because why would the ghost need to prove itself to you?
Maybe it wants to.
Yeah, I mean, at that point, if it wants to show itself, yeah.
Right.
But it can be terribly haunted. It sees you, but fuck you.
It's not going to waste its time.
Yeah, you know, why would it bother with you?
Right.
You know. Did something to piss it off or make it happy.
Right. I mean, at some point, too, like, I want to believe because I want to believe that there's something after we die.
Yeah.
Because it's less scary to think about that way.
The only problem is like, oh, yeah, you died in this, let's see, your house.
Right.
Well, guess what? For the rest of eternity, you're stuck in that house watching other people live there.
Right. That's horrible.
Yeah. I'd much rather
just pass on.
Just be done. Like whatever however you think, if you're going to go to heaven, you're going to go to hell. There's nothing afterwards.
Right.
The case.
And I think the rationale that I use about not every video picture experience can be faked. It's just not mathematically
not everybody's
possible,
that
I don't
good.
Think. You know, but even if the one is true, if just long as they say this a lot about UFOs, lot about Bigfoot, they say it a lot about any cryptid or anything like that, that if long as one of them is real, then it's real.
Yeah. And
right?
Our world just got a lot bigger and scarier.
That fills me with hope that there is something after we pass.
Yeah.
There is something. Now, can people explain what it is? They try.
Yeah,
that's organized religion essentially for you.
Is you're gonna have the religious people on one end with the blind faith.
Right.
They believe it 100%. This is what happens. Yep. Here's the consequences. Here's your rewards.
They were taught that way, I believe.
Yeah. From most likely from birth, you know.
Sure.
But then you have the scientific side, which is kind of the way I'm on, honestly, is we're all made up of energy.
Yep.
That's how, you know, our body moves through electrical pulses, impulses. Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they're going to want to prove, but they don't have a way to prove life after death.
No, they don't.
Yeah. You
know, but they will fucking say they do.
Yeah.
Or not that they have a proof, but motherfucker, you better believe or else.
Yeah. But see, that's the thing, man. It's like,
it's a
like,
threat.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, think about it, man. Like all the major religions who talk about the afterlife, actually being alive
means nothing.
It's all just a means to how you're going to spend when you die.
Yeah.
That's so like actually living means almost nothing.
Yeah, it means nothing to
the dying alive. is where stuff starts.
It's what your soul or whatever is. Yeah. When you pass on.
Right. That's all religion is leading up to death. Do this until you die.
Where like the scientific side is like, wait a minute. I want to accomplish something now.
Right.
Let me find out if it, you know, whatever the case may be.
And in some respects, I do believe that science will catch up with the paranormal stuff.
Yeah, it's only a matter.
I think kind of like the scientific side and the spirituality side of it, I think are on a trajectory to, you know, collision course.
Well, see, the problem is, dude, is that when it comes to paranormal stuff, you know, ghosts, demons, cryptids, the whole nine.
Right.
They're the skeptics, right? They're not going to just accept it.
Right.
So, yeah, they're going to work their whole life to disprove religion.
Sure.
Yeah, that's just how they've been going at it for hundreds and hundreds of years. Yeah.
Sure.
And it's just what you need is you need the scientific community to stop stigmatizing, essentially.
Yeah.
Paranormal activity. Because what happens if it's true?
Yeah.
You know, you've had thousands of scientists saying it's not possible.
Right.
I'm not saying one way or the other from, you know, my end.
Sure. But well, it's like, it's kind of like that if you think about UFOs now. Like a lot of science, like a lot of respect, you know, quote unquote respected scientists are saying, no. Like, this is a distinct possibility. Like, this is like something we really need to think about and talk about and investigate the best that we can. And I think that eventually, you know, the spirit world will eventually kind of get to where the UFOs are now.
Yeah. I mean, at one point UFOs were considered laughable. Just nonsense.
Yeah.
Like now you have actual scientists.
You're a quack. You're a quack.
Working towards finding that answer.
Right.
So it's just a matter of destigmatizing the whole, they don't exist because science says so.
Correct. Yeah.
Well, I mean, there's a shit ton of stuff that science that you could see right now. Science can't explain.
Right.
They don't understand how it works. They don't understand why or how it came to be.
Consciousness is a perfect example. They have no idea where it lives in the brain.
Well, dude,
works or how you're aware. They have no clue. Yeah.
Like scientists don't even quite understand water, like how it works. On a physics level.
Right.
Yeah, that's the most basic
and stuff.
Yeah, like they don't understand it.
Yeah.
So, and that's the most basic thing in the world.
Right.
And now you talk about, you're going from water or, you know, the moon in the sky. Obviously, it's real. It's there. You could see it.
Right.
Right. But then you got that big ass jump from what you could see to what you can't see. Yeah, so like there's no provable way outside of like getting a legitimate interview with a ghost and he's phasing the entire time. Yeah. And you know, he's grabbing people up and throwing things around and it's a wide open field. That I mean, like you're never gonna get that kind of evidence out of it.
So. I mean, I think you have to accept like what is acceptable.
Yeah, what's your acceptable point for stop trying to figure it out?
If this is all fake and all the stuff that they capture
What part does it become, okay, this is proof?
Yeah.
This is proof that it's real. Like, what does it require? You know, if there was
that's the part right there, man, is that the scientists are never going to accept.
Yeah. What does it take?
If it's not an absolute, they're not going to accept it.
But what? If you're going to say it's not real, define what would
prove to me that every single case of possession, every single case of a haunted house or a haunted object, you know, all that stuff, prove to me that every last bit of it's wrong.
Right.
Every single time a case comes out, you need to prove to me that it was human made or some weird phenomenon like in the air or that kind of thing. If not, then you can't tell me they're not real.
Right.
You know,
I agree.
That's the way I see it anyways.
Yeah, I agree completely. So you know what, dude? I say, why don't we hear from the experts? You want to hear from some experts?
Yeah, I do, actually.
All right, everybody. So what we have is something a little special for you this week. So we did a interview with two real life ghost hunters from the air. I don't know what the hell I was about to say right there. the Empire State Paranormal Society. So we're going to go ahead and cut to the interview. Just get a little heads up. The recording does get a little wonky from time to time. They're not professional podcasters like we are.
Yeah.
We put out four episodes. Are we pros?
Yeah. I think that qualifies.
Thank fucking God, because I've been telling
three you're amateurs
every chance I get.
I've been telling my wife that. She don't believe me.
I've been telling rando chicks, I'm a podcaster. Pro podcaster.
I put out a grand total of four.
I'm hitting hard P's with that. I'm a pro podcaster. Just like emphasis on it. All right, everybody. We hope you enjoy, and we will catch you next week.
All right, catch you later.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Gamma Ray Podcast. I'm here with the Empire State Paranormal Society. Guys, why don't you go ahead and introduce yourselves?
I'm Roxanne Schweitzer. I'm the president of our group.
And I'm Stephen Paul. I'm the vice president of the group.
All right, excellent, guys. And so basically, let's just jump right in. How did this group get started? What's the history?
The history is, we were bored one Halloween, so we decided that we were going to, everybody get together, we're going to go to South Glens Falls Paranormal Society's event.
Okay.
So it was just a joke. We got, how many people do we have?
Eight. It wasn't Halloween, it was summertime. Because I was at the track, and I was drunk winning at the track, and you said you want to go to a haunted house.
That
and
sounds I'm going, about
hell
right.
Yeah, I do.
The best time to go. The best time.
I think that's how most groups get started. It's something very similar.
And it was great. You know, we thought it was going to be a joke. We thought for sure it was going to be just a bust. You know what I mean?
Right.
And they split us up. Steve was in his own group. I was in a different group.
Okay.
And before you know it, I was in what they called it a library. That we're in a mansion. I forgot the name of the place. Do you remember?
No, I do not remember.
There's a mansion in South Glens Falls. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So they called it a library, but basically it was just a bedroom with books.
Okay.
You know? So they had, it was dark. You know, and I had no idea what I was doing. They had every one of us ask different questions and whatnot. So before you know it, I was asking questions. Felt pretty stupid asking questions to the dark with all these people around, you know.
Right.
So before you know it, I'm starting to get all these crazy answers from the machinery that they had. There were one, what did they call that machine? Do you remember?
Which one?
All right, well,
you're being pretty vague, Ian Rock.
Is it like one of those spirit like boxes or something?
Yeah, like the EVP.
No, we got
all that stuff. Might have been a ghost box, though.
Okay.
I think it is a ghost box.
Yeah, it might have been
a ghost box. They answer, the ghost box answers with one word answers. Okay. So I was asking it questions and it was giving me really crazy answers like, autopsy, friend, certificate, all kinds of crazy stuff that you just don't, it wouldn't make any sense, right?
Right.
Yeah.
So I go home and I talk to Jim, my husband, and I said to him, can you believe that? I says, let me back up a little bit. So anyways, I was getting all these tingles in my body.
Right.
When I was actually asking these questions. So finally I said to Spirit, I said, is this you that's given me these tingles? And before I know it, these tingles shot up through my head.
Ooh.
And it lasted so long that it scared me. And I finally said, please stop. You're scaring me. Mm-hmm. As soon as I asked it to stop, every bit of it stopped. So I was
pretty, yeah.
You know? So anyways, I go home and I say to my husband, Jim, this was crazy. It was answering stuff that I had no idea. It was saying autopsy. It was saying friends. It was saying gift certificate. It was saying furniture. It was saying all these just one word things that I had no idea what right. it meant. Well, come to find out, my husband's a med tech and he used to do autopsies. So he had a friend that he won a gift certificate at his job, okay?
Mm-hmm.
He went to go buy furniture, and his friend was there. A week later, he had to do an autopsy on his friend.
Wow.
So everything that particular investigation was telling me,
right?
It was all about Jim. So you can't get a better connection than that.
Agreed. No.
So before you know it,
ominous in a way, yeah.
My connection that night was to realize that when we first started doing this, mm-hmm. that all these people are just morons, and right. I was going to figure out how to debunk everything
right.
that I could.
I could see that.
I was like, these people are making an ass ton of money off of gullible people, and I'm gonna debunk everything that I ever go and investigate.
Right.
8 years later, dude, I can tell you I've seen and felt some. Whoops, sorry. I'm playing with Aflac Duck. I've seen and felt some weird ass stuff.
Wow. Okay. The fact that it's telling the future kind of creeps me out a little bit.
Yeah, that doesn't.
Man, I'm.
No.
It makes me happy that I don't have any friends.
Yeah, same here.
You would have said friend. I'd have said, that's not for me.
No, I must be talking about somebody else.
Yeah, there must be another person in the room.
So, speaking of like the EVP, the ghost box, all that, what kind of equipment do y'all use? And like, kind of what does it do?
Well, we have different types of equipment. We have what they call the ovulus. Can you say that?
Oh yeah.
So all you do is you turn the obvious on. You ask it all kinds of different questions.
Subtract, adultery, unclear.
Can you hear those?
Yeah, we can hear them.
What did that say?
I think it said adultery and unclear.
Okay. What was the first subtract, word? Adultery, and unclear. So yeah. I think my wife's cheating on me.
Well, if I'm being completely honest, that's how I got grounds for divorce. Well, that's how my ex-wife got grounds on divorce. So it's batting 1,000 so far. Yeah.
We're helping you out here, Tim.
And batting 1,000.
We didn't know that, but apparently, you know,
it's picking it up.
Machinery does, you know?
Yes.
So it has like 13,000 different words that it can pull out. Okay. Now you can either leave this in the investigation, just set it off to the side mm-hmm. and just let it talk, or you can actually ask questions and then hopefully you get some clear answers through this.
Right. So something relevant to the questions that you're asking.
Right. To exactly. the investigation.
Yeah. Exactly.
Okay.
Now does that record the answers, or do you have to kind of be listening for it?
It doesn't record them, but we do have digital voice recorders everywhere we go. We bring at least 4
okay.
digital voice recorders with us.
Nice.
Oh, okay.
And we place them out throughout the house. I have an actual EVP on my phone. Then and you can hear the voice saying, I was in the other room. And we were out in Niagara Falls doing an investigation at the Red Coach Inn. And when that happened, oh my God, we all looked at each other and went, oh my God, we got it.
Right.
And it was class A.
It's amazing.
So it you audibly, audibly.
Oh yeah, I got it. Yeah. And
I didn't audibly hear it. I only heard it on the recorder. Did you audibly hear
it? We all got a mumble on your phone, but it was like, it was sitting right on my shoulder. So I heard every word it said. And we use flashlights, these mag lights, like these.
Okay.
And you turn it on a little bit, and if spirit, because I don't like to say ghost, because you know Casper is a ghost, spirit is energy.
Right.
Yeah.
And if spirit has enough energy, it's going to be able to turn this light on. Well, it was turning the light on and talking while it was communicating with us. And dude, that's just totally amazing.
Right. When that happened. Now, are you talking about that test where like you unscrew it to where it's just barely touching, and then you're like, hey, go ahead, if you're here, turn that on and off, and they'll go and they'll mess with it, and it starts flashing.
Right. And yep.
It doesn't normally flash. It. This is the best, one of the best equipment that we have. It's the most simplest, but it's one of the best because you will get very intelligent answers from this.
Right.
Okay. And you're right. You barely turn it on and then you set it off to the side. You don't keep it near you. You make sure that it's nothing's bumping it. There's no animals around, you know, and you'll ask the question, you know, is there anyone here that wants to communicate with us? Right. This turns on. And then you, of course, you always thank spirit, always, because they are talking to us. It's their own free will. Mm-hmm. They were human once. So we always treat them. Most of us treat them with respect.
Sometimes I see you looking over at Steve here as you said that.
Yeah. Sometimes you can't. Sometimes you have to force
these. Was that
you got to get a little
provocation?
Rough.
Yeah.
Yell at him, cuss at him.
Yep.
A little instigating.
Let's tell you a story where he instigated and how things progressed.
Well, we were doing a relative's house out in Lansingburg. And the group at the time had 8 members and we would split up into 2s because they don't want people going by themselves. But sometimes I wander off by myself because I'm an idiot.
Mm-hmm.
But we were up in the bedroom where Nina's bedroom, where she would see a gentleman standing over her at night. While she, you know, she'd wake up and she'd see the apparition.
Right.
So we were doing the investigation and it was kind of dragging. My outlook on paranormal investigating is it's 80% boredom and 20% holy shit, what did I just see? What just happened here?
Right.
And this was a oh my God moment because me and one of my teammates, Charlene, we're in the room. We're doing, you know, we're talking. When you first start doing this, you start asking questions to nothing. It seems pretty stupid because you're standing there. Right. You're talking to air, you know?
Oh.
And so this wasn't going anywhere. So I provoked because we got a little bit of history.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked the gentleman, because it was supposed to be a guy that was in a drug, he died in a bad drug deal.
He was murdered.
And I said, just to provoke, I said, what are you like looking at women while they're sleeping? And I felt a little shove on my chest.
Right.
And then I went to Charlene and went, what the hell was that? So then I got a little angry and I said, what are you, a pedophile? And I actually got a full push on my sternum, my bone here in the middle.
Yeah.
It pushed me back. Now, I wear shorts all year round in the winter and everything. And at this investigation, we had to take our shoes off.
Mm-hmm.
Now, 30 seconds later, after that push, I'm outside in a snowbank throwing up everything I ever ate in my life. Wow.
I can see how that would be.
Yeah, that's intense.
It's terrifying.
Yeah, it's intense.
I don't get terrified by this. I get a shock. I get woken up a little bit that I shouldn't be doing that. But I still haven't figured that out yet. So
is it like an adrenaline rush?
It is. What I tell people is I want a ghost to pick me up and throw it out the window as long as these people got it on camera.
It's all about the evidence.
It's all about the evidence, baby. You gotta,
I don't care what kind of evidence I get. I just want
concrete
evidence.
And they got to be on film.
Yeah.
Because otherwise people don't believe you.
Yeah, that's right. So, like, speaking of this kind of stuff, like, what's the best evidence you think you guys have captured so far in all your investigations?
Well, I sent you the pictures that I have.
Sure.
Physically.
Yep.
Those are some of the best evidence that I have that's physical.
Okay.
We have good EVPs. We have Class A EVPs, which means they're perfect. You can understand exactly what they're saying.
Sure.
You don't have to fight. You know, I don't know if you ever watched any of his paranormal shows.
Sure.
But a lot of them are like, what did he say? Oh, I think you just said jump out the window. But, you know, didn't say, didn't hear any of that. You know what I mean? But our EVPs, the couple that we have, so we've got lots of them that are crap.
Sure.
Well, we've got a really nice,
we got stuff that you can actually interpret. You know what they're saying, you know, and it's.
Is it usually aggressive or is it more just dependent on the place?
It depends on the place. We really haven't run into too much aggressive stuff.
No.
I mean,
I think New York and all, you know, people are going to be aggressive.
That's right.
Even the ghost.
New York State and actually the whole Eastern Seaboard is the first part of America. This is where America started.
Yeah.
Oh,
so when you hear people say Indian burial ground, well, that's a bunch of bull because it's all an Indian burial ground because this was Indian country.
Right.
So you can't base. When people say, oh, your house is on an Indian burial ground.
Yeah.
It's just the whole United States is Indian burial ground.
Yeah, pretty much.
We did an investigation in Schenectady, and that's well known for being, I mean, it's named after, you know, Indian, you know, Schenectady. You know, a lot of Southern people laugh at that word, you know. But we did an investigation there, and we were getting nothing. Come to find out is because we needed a shaman. Indians weren't going to talk to us.
Really? I never actually heard about that before.
Yeah.
They weren't going to do anything unless they had some, like one of their own
of the tribe. Yeah. Or something like that. Yeah. I never heard of that either.
Basically. Yeah. I mean, we saged for them, you know, and we cleared it out for a little while. We went back second time. And then we were able to, you know, release the spirit.
Oh, really? But, okay.
Yeah.
That's good to hear.
So it's not just hunting them. It's also trying to figure out why they're here and how to help them not be here anymore.
If they want to pass, right. It's their choice if they want to pass or not. Because if they've been around for so long and they don't want to go, you really can't make them go.
Right.
That's what, you know,
what are you going to do?
Yeah. So it's like the saging and the cleansing more like giving them the option. Essentially, like if you want to go now,
ask them.
Right.
I use the rods. I don't know if
divining rods.
Rods, yep.
Oh, okay.
I use these, and I will ask them. Do you, you know? Would you like me to pass you over?
Sure.
You know, and a lot of them will say no. Well, you know what? I can't force them to go.
Right, you can't force them to go.
Oh, okay. So, like, is it more like with those? Is it like if it crosses? That's yes, don't do anything for no kind of situation.
Right.
Right.
Right. I mean, the divining rods are individual. Okay. Like I'll ask them which way is my yes, which way is my no, you know, and then crossing for me is I don't know, or I'm not answering you right now.
Oh, okay.
But you know, my yes is to my left. My no is to my right. And then my cross is, you know,
I was always under the impression that like saging was more or less like a brute force, get out of the house, get out of the area.
See that?
No. Saging, when I do saging, my words are, only spirits who walk in the light of God are welcome in this space. All others must leave. Now, when you sage, you have to open a window.
Right.
Because you can't, it's like having a spirit run around in circles because they got no place to go. If you open a window, they're out.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Okay.
So, yeah.
All right. Okay.
And there's other ways of cleansing too. You know, you can do like an Indian drum. You can do really loud music. There's millions of ways that you can cleanse your house.
Right. Saging seems to be the most popular.
That's the one I hear about, or maybe like a blessing from a priest or
like a house. A minor rite, I think. Is that right? When they do a house,
a lot of priests won't do it anymore.
Really?
That's demonic. Most of them are demonic.
Oh, okay. So it's kind of below their pay grade for a ghost, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
They're not going to come out.
I mean, for demonic, you got to worry about people coming in and you know, hurting the people, you know, right. That kind of thing, you know, possessing them, you know, they can't allow that, you know what I mean? But they'll come in and they'll do the, what do you call it?
The priest, would they just bless the house?
Yes. Yeah. I think minor right, yeah, like a minor right, I think, is for a house, and the major right is for a person, I believe.
Right.
Yeah.
And they do.
I read that in a book.
Of a person too.
Right.
See, it pays to read.
One of the only ones he's ever read.
I think it was on the cover. Right. Don't give me too much credit. I think it was on the cover.
The Catholic Church really doesn't do much more on exorcism anymore. You don't. It's so popular now that. You used to have to be a priest to do an exorcism.
Right.
You don't have to be a priest. All you have to do is study long enough to become a priest or to become an exorcist.
Or a demonologist.
Or a demonologist. You can even get a demonologist to be able to do an exorcism.
Oh, wow. I always thought
that it was like priests only. Nobody else. Yeah, outside of... If you wanted like a DIY it kind of situation.
I mean, now that I think about it, that with all the shows you see, your Ghost Adventures, your Destination Fear, Ghost Hunters being coming back and stuff like that, which those shows are a lot of fun, right?
Yeah,
they're a lot of fun to watch.
That's what most of them are, is a lot of fun.
Because when I watch something like Ghost Adventures, I'm like, how is it that they're catching stuff every time? And there's always like ground shaking evidence.
Because they'll be on site for 2 weeks and they'll jam 2 weeks of tape into a half an hour show.
And make it seem like they're only there for one night.
Right, right.
That makes sense. Because every single time.
I bought it. I'll admit, I never bought it.
I never once thought that was how it was.
When Ghost Hunters does an investigation, they're there for 5 days.
Ah, see.
And you only get an hour. And they don't even half the time now, they don't even give you the evidence. They'll say, oh yeah, we did get something, but they don't give it to you, so they leave you hanging.
Right.
Yeah. Which is the worst. You're watching that show to see ghosts, and they're we don't care.
Yeah.
And then they have a show called what were those knuckleheads?
Kindred Spirits.
Tennessee Wraith Chasers.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
These hillbillies said they caught a ghost and put it in a box.
And then they blew it up.
Oh yeah. See, like I'm checking out. I'm checking out.
He's already dead, so why'd you blow him up?
Yeah. What's it gonna do? I feel like that's how a Looney Tunes character would do it. Like
that's some Acme level shit right there.
Yeah, put like an Acme bomb in there or something.
Exactly. Yeah. The Acme rollers, yeah. Rocket roller skates and stuff.
I mean, like, I'll admit though, like with these shows, like I bought it, them being there for the one night, because that's what made it so unbelievable to me, is that they're catching all this shit on in one single night.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it was always like getting shoved, scratched.
What about Destination Fear? I mean, come on.
Yeah.
If you're going ghost hunting or investigating, why are you running like a little girl? Why are you screaming like that?
It's a show.
You're not really professionals if you're doing that correctly. Right. Yeah. You know, come on.
And unfortunately, I think that's like for the mass audience, you know, of people who don't.
Great for ratings.
Yeah, don't ghost hunt.
It's like scary that even into it because
we don't know any better. Yeah, we don't know any better.
So I got to tell you, I mute it.
Who would have thought that people who ghost hunt on TV would have been deceitful?
Yeah. Reality TV, all things.
There's times we go on investigations, we don't get a thing.
Yep.
Right.
But that's the game.
Right.
You go, and we went to one girl's house Turns out she just wanted company by eight strangers. That's it. We hung out in her house for 3 hours in the basement, walking around. I could have, you know, cased her house and robbed her later.
You're right.
Absolutely like, lady, nothing.
We've seen nothing. Like,
it sounds like somebody was right now. Dangerously close to becoming like a lampshade.
right. Going, I see shadows. I'm checking lights on cars that go by. Right. I'm going, this chick is just, she wants company.
She was just lonely.
Right.
Jeez.
But we did a house in Water Elite to where it made me want to punch Aunt Rocky in the face.
Why?
Because I just got an urge to want to punch her in the face.
So, like, are you saying like, that was like,
what's that called? Oppression, right?
Oppression?
Yes.
Where they, like, force their feelings upon you.
Oh, I thought, okay. A ghost was saying that to you, like, making you feel that
and
way.
And he warned me, Aunt Rocky, you've got to get away from me. Wow. He's like, why? He's like, I really want to punch you. I was like, okay, wow. I got to go.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, yeah, you tell me you want to punch me. I'm going to walk away, too.
I did. He's bigger than I am.
Do you think it has something to do with your openness to it? If it affects you in a deep way like that? Like a person who's closed off maybe wouldn't feel it?
Yep. Because everyone has, for the lack of a better word, a sixth sense.
Sure.
Everybody does. You just got to open yourself up to it. And when I first started doing this stuff, I was the closed-minded. That was a board. That was the wind. That was the light. Right. That was you stepping on something, doing it. And then as we progressed and we're doing more and more investigations, I'm thinking to myself, there's nothing here that's doing this.
Right.
And then when you see a flashlight, you ask questions and the flashlight comes on. And then you say, shut that flashlight off. And that flashlight shuts off. That gets you hooked. That definitely. And then from being touched. Or like I said, we have FBAs, which are full body apparitions. Mm-hmm. We have pictures. We did a house in Grafton, upstate New York, and we left. And just whenever I do a house, I take pictures of the windows because that's them. That's how they see. Right. That's how they can, with their energy, they can look. They know who's coming before we get there. Because that's how spirit rolls. I take pictures of every window in the house, and we got the full body apparition of a gentleman looking out at the window. We were just in the house, and now we were the only people in there because it was an abandoned house.
Okay, and some of those pictures we'll put on Facebook and Instagram, so we have, these guys have a good idea of what kind of evidence you're catching.
Yes, that'd be great.
We
do have more equipment I wanted to show you.
Sure.
Oh, yeah, I got
the REM pod.
Oh, cool. So, like, how does that activate?
Well, let me shut it off. Because it's noisy as hell.
Right. Driving the dog crazy.
So basically, you turn it on and you'll get the green light right here. Okay. I'll turn it on in a second. But since I'm touching it, it won't shut up. Okay.
Right.
So I'll turn it on in a minute. But normally the green light is on right here. Mm-hmm. And then you have a little tripod thing here. And then you set it off to the side. And most of the time, we're not even using this thing. We just have it there. We can see the green light, but you forget it there. And then all of a sudden it starts making noise.
Right.
Now you know you got connection, you know.
Sure.
And we tell spirit every time we go to our investigations, we tell them what all this equipment does. We tell them if you know, I'm going to turn this on, it's called a REM pod. You know, you can touch it. You can, as soon as you touch it, it's going to make noise. So we warn them of all this, you know, our recorder. We tell them, this is a recorder. See the red light? You can speak to this and I can hear you later. So we kind of give them instruction on how to use our equipment because you don't know. You don't know if they know what this stuff is, you know?
Well, especially if they're a 200-year-old ghost.
Right, exactly.
They have no idea.
Yep. Toys are a good thing. If you suspect there's a a minor, children, whatever, a ball. I have Lincoln logs that were pushed over on me. It fell to the right or to the left. Then I stood it back up and I said, if you're still here, push it over to the right. It fell over to the right. And Tammy, as a debunker, came over. And tried to, you know, step on the carpet to make it fall down, thinking that we debunk each other. When something happens, we want to make sure that none of us are jerking around. We want to make it so it's as right. No people are involved. This is all spirit.
Okay.
We try to debunk everything because there's nothing worse than being deceived. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, you'd like to know that what you're actually communicating with is a real spirit.
Sure.
You can't have a car go by and then you see a person, you know, shadow walk by. You know, you got the light from the car, so that's where the shadow's coming from. You know, there's different techniques that you gotta work on to make sure who you're speaking to is really spirit.
Okay. All right.
We also
so...
have I'm sorry, go ahead.
Okay, you got more equipment? Sure.
Oh yeah.
Give it to me.
Oh yeah.
It's called K2.
Okay.
You see?
Yep.
It always starts off with the green, and then as spirit comes by, we're getting communication. As spirit comes by, it'll go all the way up. It'll go to, you know, like a darker green up to orange and then all the way up to red. Okay.
Yep. So those who are listening, it looks kind of like a remote control with five or six red LED lights on the top, and depending on
for electricians.
Electricians use it. Really, oh, okay.
For electricians, yeah, to see if there's live electricity.
To
around.
See if there's energy.
Yeah, it just went up to a five.
I've
there.
Seen those beef.
It's going before, up. But
it hit the red alert there. Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys might not be alone sitting there.
I don't think we are. We can watch our door open and the handle moves and then your door opens.
Tammy won't let us investigate. So
if it's the place you sleep, I don't blame her.
Yeah, best not to know. Yeah.
So you were talking about 200-year-old goals. Okay. Right. We used to, our home used to be Shaker Heritage Society. And
right.
I'm sure you guys have heard of them, right? The Shakers.
Yes, I've heard of it. Yes.
Yeah. So, I mean, they're old time, no electricity, you know, I mean, the old fashioned clothes, everything they made themselves, that type of thing.
Right.
We used to do investigations there and they wouldn't talk to our equipment. They wouldn't do anything. They wouldn't do nothing. So we had a psychic that was there and she said, I'm getting the information that they can't talk to you. They're not allowed to talk to these machines. Okay. So that was kind of cool. Who would have thought? I mean, here we are talking to a dead room,
right.
And the spirits are not communicating. So this is what we came up with.
Was it like a, so let me ask you this, like when it said, so just your run-of-the-mill bell, like a door hop bell.
Because this they can communicate with.
Right. So like, what I guess my question would be, if they're not, is it like a ghost rule that they're not allowed to touch, to talk to the and interact with the equipment? Or is it like a spiritual rule? Like
I think
in that
it was
world?
A spiritual. Yes.
They,
I think
they're
it
not
was
allowed to do
it.
But,
they couldn't
or was it like
electricity.
Was it like a floor, like was it like another entity there telling them no, you can't talk to them? Or is it like you're kind of like a law over there on the spirit world?
I think it was their religion.
I think it was a combination. It was their religion as a Shaker.
Okay.
Where they're not allowed to use electricity, and the fact that our sensitive said that there's one here that's saying that they're not allowed to talk into our equipment.
Gotcha. Okay.
So
they're very strict. The Shakers were very strict. They had, right. We used to go there and they would have bleachers on two sides. Okay.
Right.
On one side, this apparently the men sat, and on the other side, the women sat. So when we had the public investigation, our psychic said, the male is mad. He's really mad that women are sitting on the male side. Oh. So anything they did in life, they still feel in spirit.
Jeez.
I know, it's like little
so
stuff
I'll be
like
anxious
that.
In death too. That's fantastic news.
It sucks to be you, man.
And here I am thinking death will be a release.
Yeah.
It's just more fucking stress.
No, it's not.
It's just more stress. I'm stressed coming in. I'm stressed going out. I'm stressed from left and right. I mean, good Lord.
So where's the next spot you guys are heading to? Do you have it down yet, or
we don't have anything as of now, because really COVID kind of killed us for the last year and a half. People sure. don't want us in their houses and whatnot. We are going to New Jersey Paracon. We go every year. We don't have a table. We just go and hang out with the people we've
celebrities.
Met.
Right.
And we there's a house out in Hinsdale, New York that's really, really haunted. And I know the owner of that. You meet a lot of interesting people through the paranormal.
I imagine it's like that with like Bigfoot hunters and alien hunters and ghost hunters. It's a very specific group of, mm-hmm. I mean, the way they think about reality, you know, that.
But I gotta
reality tell you, actually people- is kind of cool with all this paranormal stuff going on, that it's real. And it does make kind of existing a little bit more exciting.
It's a lot more exciting because everybody now, I mean, well, not everybody, but the majority of the people that you talk to, if mm-hmm. they know you're a paranormal investigator, they got to tell you a story.
Right.
You know,
everybody's got a story.
And the people you run into that you make friends with, I was in Myrtle Beach a couple months ago. We went to a movie and Jim and I were sitting out, you know, at the cafeteria. Before you know it, we're talking to this couple. And Jim's prior military, so he had a hat on. And some guy came by and was like, oh, you know, talking military. So before you know it, we're talking military for half an hour. And that's cool at first, you know. But before you know it, the guy says, oh, I'm from Central New York Paranormal Society. It's like, get out of town.
Wow.
So before you know it, we're talking paranormal, because yeah. everybody either knows about paranormal sure. or they have their own group, you know, and the cool. poor wife, she's like, there's two subjects I don't want to talk about, military and paranormal.
Oh, she's worn out.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Well, hey, we wanted to thank you so much for joining us. We are out of time. So is there a place where people can go and get in touch with you if they wanted to have their house investigated or their business Absolutely. Or anything like that?
They can call me. My name's okay. Roxana. It's 518-225-2355. Okay. Or they can go on our Facebook site, Empire State Paranormal Society.
Excellent. I will make sure to put that up on our Facebook page and Twitter and Instagram, all that.
Yep, we'll put links Thank to it, guys.
Now, are you guys...
We don't charge a dime.
Nope.
A lot of these groups, they charge. They want to, you know, get all this money. We're not in it for the money. We're in it for the education, the evidence, the fun of it all. Right. We do not charge one dime.
And we try to help them. If we're trying to get, you know, get the spirit to leave, if they're willing to, and if they're not, we just tell the people, you know, I mean, they're not here to hurt you.
Right.
Because if they were there to hurt them, they would have hurt them already.
Yeah, Damn. I mean, you got a point.
That's intense, man.
Everything I've ever
heard. Seriously.
Even that's a little intense, you know?
If you've been living in a house for 2 years and you're suspecting there's paranormal activity going on in your house, you ain't got to worry about it hurting you, because otherwise it would have already done it.
Right. All right, guys. Yeah, well, hey, thank enough. You so much again. We wish you the best of luck, and we'll talk
Thanks
to you again
for having
soon.
Us. Yeah. Appreciate
Thanks,
it.
Guys.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye.